6 years ago, a young man who was born on a kitchen table in the backwoods of Lake City, Florida, began his historic journey as the host of an award-deserving podcast. That was in January of 2012. It is now 2018, and that formerly young man continues his quest to not only deserve an award for his show, but to finally win one. For the Spike on the Mike Show.
Welcome to Dead Air, everyone. Yay! We're on the Spike on the Mike Show. Special guest host edition. My name is Clark, and I am the host tonight of what is also known as this. Everyone that's at the table is looking at me in shock and surprise. So apparently the memo sending system works as well as it ever did. Welcome to the Spike on the Mike Show, everyone, where we talk about stuff in the three time zones.
The past, the present, and the future.
Right here. It's going to be more of this usual nonsense, only a little bit different tonight. I am happy to be your host. I am joined by the regular crew of idiots and also a special guest. Let's introduce them one by one. We'll save the certain special idiot for last because he's normally last because he's usually the host. The sound man in charge of making sounds, P.W. Fenton, everyone.
Hi, everyone. I was the last person to know that it was going to start with Clark's voice. So, you know, what else is new?
Perfect. Next up, we have the reason that Spike says we're here, Steve.
Yeah, I think we're going to have a really great show tonight. Clark's going to be a great host. I've seen him MC a lot of events.
What a suck-up. He's just
pathetic.
And I think it's going to be fantastic.
Yeah. Oh. Also, right across from, what's his name, Steve, is Bill Schmatz, everyone.
Hey.
There you go. And back Excellent. Over on the other side, we're introducing next to last because his name is the biggest on the poster, the Gas Man. Gas Man.
What's going on, everyone?
Nothing.
Good to see you all. Good to be here.
Hey.
And tonight, former host, soon to be host again, but currently just a cast member, Spike.
Hey, guys. Happy to be here. You know what? You know, you want to ask me how I'm sticking?
No, I didn't ask you that.
Nobody asked you.
Nope.
God, I
did away with that, and it made the show go so much smoother.
It's part of the old show.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was so ready to say how I was sticking.
No.
It kind of threw me off when I didn't hear that.
Yeah. Then it just stops the flow of the show, doesn't it?
Speaking of flow, look how fast we got through the introductions.
Exactly.
How about that?
Well, you must have a lot of shows.
Well, we're not completely through yet, are we, Clark?
Yeah, no, you're right, Steve. We have a special guest joining us tonight. All the way from somewhere else in town, please welcome Mr. Jonas Presendu.
Yay, Jonas. Hey, my man.
Good to be here, everybody. Good to finally meet everyone. So, Clark, this is the crew.
This is the crew of the Spike and the Mike Show, and I'm hosting tonight in honor of you being our special guest.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you guys for having me, too, by the way.
No problem. Oh, Jonas, I want to say right now, we're here for one reason. That man right there, the voice of reason.
There we go.
Nope. Jonas, for those of you who don't know, is a local comedian, member of the Tampa Bay comedy family. But he'll always be a member of. But he's soon to depart for distant shores.
He's going to L.A.
Yeah, he's going to L.A. He's
Everybody
the big
goes
jump.
To L.A.
Everybody goes
awesome,
to
man.
L.A.
Good luck with that. Awesome.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it, man. I'm excited. But you got to promise, I'm always going to be a Tampa Bay.
There's no question. You're always. Yeah. If we had a Mount Rushmore,
from
you'd
now
be
on
it.
You are a permanent tampon. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. If there was a Tampa comedy Mount Rushmore, your mug would be up there.
Why? Oh, my goodness,
okay,
guys.
I'm playing devil's advocate. Why?
Because he's...
Let's not ask questions. Yeah, Clark, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, Jonas. I got a question. Why L.A. instead of New York? Is it New York and L.A.? Is it different?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Yeah, New York and L.A. is different in terms of how they perceive talent. So... LA has this thing where they're constantly always looking for the, and that's in every industry, music, radio, what's the next thing? New York does not have that. They do not care about who's next. Chris Rock still comes here. They don't care.
In New York, only a certain number of people can be on Saturday Night Live.
Okay. Correct.
Okay, I didn't know.
It's a real fight, cool. So you got to pick and choose your battles.
And I'm trying to think real quick, though, on a Tampa Mount Rushmore. Is that on the limestone thing out in Ruskin? Those mounds?
Yeah.
Where would it be? Sandcastle. What's the highest point when we have it?
Right across from that Confederate flag on 75.
There we go. Oh, that's perfect. There we go.
In Plant City.
I think I've seen it there.
So which is more competitive, New York or L.A., or is it just a different kind of competition?
It's a different kind of competition, man. Okay. L.A., man, I mean, everybody is everywhere. It is in Netflix. They have everybody everywhere. When you're using the bathroom, there is a Netflix rep there. They are watching everything and everybody, and it's great. You understand? But with New York, you don't have that, man. You know, it's a harder fight. And if you want to go with that, that's fine. But for somebody like me who's funny and don't have credits, TV or anything,
right,
you got to go to the West.
Yeah. Well, you have friends out there waiting for you when you get there.
I do.
Our friend JB Ball has been there for some time.
Yes.
Followed shortly by Cam Bertrand.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And then recently Rio Paris.
Holy mackerel.
Tampa's putting some roots down out in the West Coast.
Yeah, they're taking all our talent. Make a fight, JB.
So you're all going to be sharing one room?
Oh. All of us crammed in.
And one woman.
All right, so Jonas, I'm going to give you a little knowledge of nuggets. Nugget of knowledge when you move out there. Let me holler at you.
Talk to me.
So, you know, it's very expensive to live out there.
Absolutely.
It costs a little dollars and coins.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And not everybody knows this. Go to the nearest mall,
mm-hmm.
find the guy working at the Chess King.
Okay.
And ask him where he stays.
Chess King.
Yeah,
still got Chess Kings on there?
So, if he can afford to live out there,
correct.
Then, you know, because he's working at Chess King or Sears. Find out wherever he lives.
Yeah.
That's actually a good idea. That's really smart.
Like, that's more smart than it is funny. The person working at Checkers out in LA has figured something out.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you know, don't fall for the tourist trap. Don't get the map of the stars.
Correct. No, you're right.
Find out where Mr. Granada lives.
Yeah.
Mr. Granada was the guy that was on Different Strokes, but that's what we called him.
Keep in mind. Keep in mind that Spike's originally from L.A., meaning the Lake City area. So,
not even Lower Alabama.
No.
Oh! Keep that little knowledge of nuggets secret, because I don't want everybody going to chess. Everybody standing around the Chess Kings.
Right.
Everybody ran one up. No, we don't need that. Yeah. We don't need that.
And don't worry, you say it on this show, it's still secret.
Also, I'm pretty sure Chess King folded in 1985 or so. I'm not sure they're around anymore. That was a staple of the malls back then.
How about the Black Mall?
Oh, the Black
University
Mall has different
mall.
Stores.
Mall? They have, yeah, University. Yeah. There's no Chess
King. The Million Man Mall?
There's no Chess King. Chess King's is gone.
I never heard that one before. Yeah. That's good.
I think Chess King was bought out.
Yeah.
Okay, well, now you're going to have to make an adjustment. You're going to make an adjustment to your plans when you go
out. That's a major wrench they got thrown into your plan.
Ooh, yeah.
We have to cancel this, guys.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
I can't move out here. There's no Chess Kings.
If there is a Chess King, Cam's working there.
Hey.
Oh,
well, we're happy to have you here, Jonas.
I know you're on your
victory lap out of town, so I'm pleased that you were able to fit us into
that. Yeah, we appreciate that.
Thank you for even squeezing me in here, guys.
What we do here is we just talk about stuff. Normally, Spike comes up with topics. I'm throwing a slight variation in there. We're just going to do one topic.
Uh-oh.
And we're going to learn about the members of the cast of the Spike and the Mike show.
Oh, no.
I have a series, 7 pages, so we will run out, would you rather questions.
All right.
Excellent. I knew you had something great for us.
All right.
Yeah.
So shall we just begin?
Yeah. Hell
all right.
No topic changing music?
Well, there's only one topic.
This is your show. You do your thing.
Yeah, how about you let me do it?
Oh.
Ooh.
Beef. Shade and the rest of the stuff.
All right, we'll just start at the top here, and we'll start to my left, and we'll go around and like poker. Each person will get a different turn.
Do you need dramatic pause music?
I don't need any music.
No,
nope, we're fine.
You're simple.
Oh,
question one.
I'm liking this already.
Yeah, this is good.
This is simple.
Now,
here.
Let me point out that these are all "Would you rather," so they're opinion questions.
Right.
So there's no wrong answers.
Oh.
But you can argue about them anyway because yeah. we're a bunch of idiots.
And of course, Spike will yes. declare them all wrong.
Of course.
Yeah. Can I interrupt something real quick?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
My our special guest, Jonas, was there anything you like, some beverages you would like? Because you know, we're here. We've got to offer that. You know,
oh, yeah,
the world is our oyster.
That's my glass?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I was going to ask for the hospitality section of the show.
Yeah, there you go.
But we don't pull,
I don't pull your beer, but that's another story.
Okay. That's another long story.
Okay, I will definitely have some beer.
All right,
cool. Absolutely. Help
jump have at on it.
All right, we do have beer here.
Oh,
all right, here we go. First question.
And of
question.
Course, Bill Schmutz poured his beer.
There you go.
So that's
well,
a
thank you.
That's Spike, a relationship no right there.
Thank you.
Spike poured mine earlier, so
being
true,
the gentleman
true
that he
and
is.
Not true at all.
Paying it forward, sir. Well done.
All right,
that's a good way to look at it. All right, first question, and we'll lead off with Schmutz answering, and then followed by Spike. We'll go clockwise around the table.
Oh, nice.
Would you rather always be 10 minutes late or always be 20 minutes early?
Huh.
There's no room for wiggle room.
No, but that one I think is pretty easy. I'd rather be 20 minutes early.
Okay. Spike?
I also would like to be 20 minutes late.
No, I'm sorry, not an
early, 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 early.
P-Dub?
I am always at least 20 minutes early.
That's your preference, huh?
Yes.
Right? Okay.
I'm always late to this show. What do you think?
Is that your preference? Is that what you...
No, I'd rather be early, but some stuff happens. Yeah. Early is better.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, I mean, if this show were 2 hours, I'd be late all the time, too. But it's just 1 hour, so I'm like, all right, I'm going to lose that.
Well, we appreciate that.
All right, Steve.
Early.
Early.
Oh.
And Jonas.
I feel like this. I feel like I was on time today. Are you trying to say something, Clark?
I'm just leading off. This is what just printed on the paper. So.
Okay, no, I'd rather be 20 minutes early.
Okay.
So hold on a second. So what was your excuse today?
There was no excuse. There was zero at all.
Hey, he was on time, though. He's a show business professional.
It starts at 7. I will get there at 7 o'clock.
You hit your cue, right?
Twelve seconds in.
I believe he heard the theme song.
I had to share a moment here real quick because I had an old boss, and I'm not trying to steal away from this part. But
well, that's fine. That's what this is for, discussion.
He was hosting the Super Bowl of Motorsports back at the old Tampa Stadium, not Raymond James.
Okay.
So... He's running a little bit late. Now, the problem is that they're not starting the show. So it's like, where is he at?
And
they're going,
oh, man.
And for those who used to follow QYK, Tom Rivers, who was the morning show host. So anyway, I'm the only representative of the radio station there. I'm standing outside, and the director that goes, well, you're going to have to start this up. And all of a sudden, the call comes to me. He's actually parking his car. So I had the wireless mic. And it's going, all right, we're going to do this. And they kind of like giving us this cue. And I just hand the thing to him. And he goes, you're on. They called me on the phone. You're on. And he's standing outside the stadium with his wireless mic. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. He's not even in the stadium. And he comes walking in. So technically, he wasn't late.
Yeah.
He was on time because he hit the cue as you did.
There we go. But let me ask y'all something, though. You guys don't think it's stressful to be like running late?
Oh, totally. I hate being late.
It's so stressful running late. Like, my blood pressure is up. I'm all kind of horrible
you're
thoughts.
You're always thinking about something, like, what's going on? Like,
is it impacting somebody else?
Correct. Yeah. You think the person's going to... And then you get there, they're like, oh, you're fine. We were running late, too.
Yeah.
That is the big thing, though.
If it's Spike, he's not thinking about it. Is it impacting someone else? Yeah.
No, maybe not.
Not Spike.
Okay, guys, I get it. I'll be on time from now on.
Thank you. That was the whole purpose of this whole topic. All right, that one was not designed to really generate controversy. That was a little icebreaker.
Oh,
so they'll get a little tougher.
That leads us into this.
All right. Spike.
Well, normally we'd be just finishing the introduction.
Spike, you're leading.
Yeah, I know. Oh, you know what? You know what? We almost forgot. We should do the sponsors. Let's do the sponsors.
There you go.
Sorry. We do have sponsors.
The Spike and the Mike Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you cool blues and entertaining talk 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by RadioSt.Pete.com, local internet radio from St. Petersburg, Florida. Today's hits and yesterday's favorites, 24 hours a day, StPeteRadio.com.
Correct. Since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
And we'd like to welcome a new sponsor, Good Enough Glasses. Why take proper care of your eyesight when you can just pick up a pair of readers for $10? Good Enough Glasses, available at Walgreens, CVS, and Boost Mobile. All right, well, back to the questions here. Second question.
I'm wearing them now.
Everyone is. Spike, you're the first answer on this one.
All right.
Would you rather lose all of your money and valuables or all of the pictures you have ever taken?
I'm doing a little pregnant pause, give the time to think.
Okay.
All my money and valuables or all my pictures?
Ever.
I'd rather get rid of the pictures.
Yeah?
Ooh. Yeah.
Okay.
Because, you know, I just drink something else.
Okay.
Yeah.
PW, you're a photographer, right?
I know, and I'm really actually thinking all of my money and valuables.
Now, in theory, you can get those back.
Exactly. Right? Yeah. I can replace those.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
but the pictures, I got to have them.
Got to keep your pictures. Yeah. All right. Gas man?
I don't have any money, so I'd rather lose all of my valuables.
Okay. That's fair.
No, I'd rather lose money than keep my pictures. For
okay.
Sure.
Yeah. Wow.
Steve?
I think you take a picture once and then you look at it twice. So I'd rather lose the pictures.
Okay.
Wow.
Mr. Jonas?
Now, let me ask. Do you mean physical pictures or like Facebook, online?
Every picture you've ever taken, gone. Gone forever. Yeah. Not be able to be replaced.
That's harsh, Clark.
Yeah, that little one where you were 8 years old and it was the 4th of July.
Yeah.
Maybe with a favorite grandmother.
At your piano recital.
Yeah.
I still forgot one.
I need that.
Your high school sweetheart.
She broke his heart.
I'd rather have all my money and valuables.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
Schmatzy?
Yeah, I think that considering I have no pictures, really. I mean, and if I lost my phone and lost all the pictures... All right, so be it.
Okay.
I mean, even though, I mean, PW...
Well, I think it includes, like, albums and stuff at home go back to childhood, so...
Believe me, those were all burned in a fire anyway.
But let me ask you...
So, and it was an arson. But I agree with PW. Look, I mean, money and valuables are technically replaceable, and these other ones aren't. But to me, I mean... I think I'm the exception in that.
He'd rather have the $5.
I think. Yeah. I bought the Polar Pop, so it's $4.85.
So Clark, what do you do with pictures?
You keep them. It's up to the individual to decide what they use.
Oh, you went with the money. Okay, so you could.
Yeah, correct.
They're pictures, so you can't go buy a hamburger with those.
Oh, no, but you have them.
Oh, this is Spike telling us we're wrong.
Right. Yeah. I knew that was going
to
happen.
So your heirs have a chance to have money or your old albums?
So,
I think they'd rather have the money.
All right, so the guy carrying the Ten Commandments, right? And he got a picture of Jesus.
Right.
Right? And so, which would he rather drop?
Look at that. Spike being interrupted by the phone, and so it doesn't matter.
All right, we are a call-driven show.
Not today.
Yeah, I didn't give out the phone numbers.
This is not going to be good.
No, let's not take it then.
Caller, welcome to the Spike on the Mic Show. How you sticking?
Oh, so we took it anyway.
Yeah.
Well, that worked out really well.
Good.
You hung up.
Good choice.
He's gone.
All right.
Could have been Ed McMahon.
I told you these get more difficult, right? This one's a moral.
Yeah, we spent a lot of time on that. Spent real time on that question.
This is moral and ethical dilemma.
Yeah, this divided us.
All right, PW, you're leading off this one.
Oh, crap.
Would you rather go to jail for 4 years for something you didn't do or get away with something horrible you did but always live in fear of getting caught?
Whoa. Wait, why do I have to live in fear? You couldn't make that better choice?
No.
Because, you know, the second one...
It's supposed to be a dilemma.
...was appealing until you finished talking about
it. It's supposed to be a dilemma.
Ooh.
You have to choose one.
How many years?
4 years for something you didn't do. But you get to live forever after that with a clean conscience.
Okay, I'll go there.
You want to go to jail for 4 years? Okay.
I'll go to jail for 4 years.
Gassy?
I can do that. Standing on my head, that's what the inmates always say.
That's what they always say.
I can't handle a cage, man. I'm not going to jail. I'd rather get away with it.
Okay, but so you'll be nagged forever, you know, constantly worrying about the next knock on the door.
Yeah.
There was a cover. If you do something the right way, you will never get caught. So
MPW, yeah. I'm not worried about your head in jail either.
If you do something the right way,
you never have to worry. You got to worry about that.
Allegedly,
guess, yeah. Man, there's a thing with the justice system in this country that where glitches happen. You may or may not be aware of.
You know, there are also murders that never get solved.
That's true. That's all true. Right.
Allegedly.
Again, it's an opinion. So, Steve.
If I could be just afraid and not feel guilty, I would go for the fear.
You're always in fear of being caught.
What?
Yeah, right. But I don't feel guilty.
No, probably not.
Just fear.
Doesn't say that. Just says fear of getting caught.
Well, yeah. I kind of do Spike on the Mic show, so I kind of live in fear
pretty much
all the time anyway.
All right.
Yeah.
Wow. Are you saying that because you're between two black guys?
Well, check it out.
Yeah, all right. Just
that,
checking.
That is a true triple stuff.
Yeah.
That's true. All right, Jonas?
I would... Now, here's the thing. At the end of the 4 years, though, would I get a settlement from the government?
Doesn't say.
Admitting.
Good. That's the, good point.
That's the comedian in me. I got to cover all the bases. Do I get a settlement when we're done here?
This doesn't say that, so I'm going to say no.
No.
That's horrible, Clark.
You just have your clear conscience.
A clear conscience.
And the knowledge that you're never going to have any
more. Yeah, they're not
going to
knock on the door.
Wait a minute. You said I went to jail for something that I did not do.
For 4 years.
Yeah.
Well, how am I come out with a clear conscience?
You didn't do it, so you don't have a clear
conscience. But I served time.
You might have to repeat the question one more time. Just repeat it one more time.
Yeah. Would you rather go to jail for 4 years for something you didn't do or get away with something horrible you did but always live in fear of being caught?
Oh,
now, it's not your turn, so we're not going to worry about your answer. So we're waiting for Jonas to answer.
Can I ask a very technical question?
Okay, there we go. There we go.
Could you possibly get caught for that horrible thing?
Maybe.
Ooh.
Oh,
ooh.
Okay.
Maybe.
All right. All right.
You're living in fear of it.
Now you're leading the witness.
But like
now.
I said, if you cover your tracks, you won't get caught.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, man. Oh,
yeah,
man.
But no, OJ. It's a horrible thing. You don't want to be known.
Correct. For man, I'd rather do. I try getting away with it, man. I try living in fear, man.
There's no wrong answers.
4 years for something I didn't do, man?
Yeah.
Oh, 4 years of your life, in the prime of your life. You're a young man in the prime of your life.
Yeah, see, that's another reason why I picked that.
Something you didn't do.
I have no prime left.
So age is a factor in this question, too. You're
totally,
right.
Yeah. That's why it's different for every person. Yeah. Everybody's circumstances are different.
Oh, yeah, I got time. I'll be funny again.
All right. You can be funny in jail.
I spent my
prime. And you have more stories from jail, too.
Yeah.
More material.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right.
Schmuck.
4 years would jade me, and I would probably do something after that to make sure they knew it. And even more so, I've been living since I was four with that in fear of getting caught. So
he's right.
All right.
Yeah. 4 years would jade me.
Yeah.
I would turn twisted.
Yep.
Wow.
4 years is enough to do that, I would think.
Yeah.
Spike?
I'm not going to jail.
All right.
I'm with you, brother.
Hey, I'm living conscious right now.
Okay.
Serious.
You don't have to get mad. It's just a question. Oh, it's okay.
Turn this mother out. You know?
All right.
These options, I'm not going to jail.
Hey. Going to jail.
These are
going to
get harder and weirder, too.
Okay. All
right. So here's another hard one, also related to crime and punishment. Gasman, you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Would you rather accidentally be responsible for the death of a child or accidentally be responsible for the deaths of three adults?
Oh, three adults. I can't handle killing a child.
Okay.
Three adults.
Three of them.
Yep.
All right.
For sure. Over one child, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Wait, can you pick the three?
Yeah. That's a good question.
I don't think so. I don't think so. There's more than three people here, so it doesn't matter. So. Steve?
Not any of you guys.
Steve, who are you murdering? Oh, it's accidental. I'm sorry.
Logically, I think the child, because you could be killing his brother and sister's parents.
What?
I mean, the child could have brothers and sisters, and you could be killing their parents.
By killing the three people?
Yeah, so I pick one child over the three parents.
Okay. Jonas?
I'd go with the child, man.
Really?
Three adults, that's three different families.
Yeah.
You know, that's grown people. You know, they got stuff invested.
That's kind of a lot of people.
You know, you got people. They're going to want to kill you, man. That's a lot. You know, a baby is going to hurt, but, you know, it wasn't much life.
Three people is everybody who would be riding with you in your car.
Yeah, that's a lot. Yeah,
that's a lot of people. Schmott?
Oh, snap.
OJ and his two friends were in a room, and oops, accident. Okay, big deal, I think.
Well,
I think, you know, the three adults at some point, if... if it's there. I mean, it depends on what the accident was.
Well, that's the thing. It's an accident, so you don't get to choose who it is.
No, I agree. So. I agree. But, I mean, is the accident, you know, accidentally setting a fire and I live with that conscience there? I mean, or was it
It's an accident, but it's clearly your fault,
though. One shotgun blast went off and I took off three heads at the same time,
It's too. An accident that's clearly your fault.
Okay.
So...
So it could be any accident.
Maybe I wired an electrical outlet
something.
Wrong.
You know, do I have to still be alive after the fact?
Yeah, you have to live with it.
I can't live with killing a kid, no.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm on the gas man's side.
All right. Spike?
I have to apologize. I was responding to people on the internet.
PW?
Listening to the show. Next. I mean, we're caller driven. You know, we got people.
Yeah, we don't have time to wait for the guy who misses the bus.
All right. You've heard the question, though, right?
No, that's what I was saying.
Yeah. Not at all.
So, PW, go ahead.
Yeah.
Oh, I would rather kill three spikes, I guess.
Three people.
Okay, now I got to know this question.
There are three spikes.
The question is, would you rather accidentally be responsible for the death of one child or accidentally be responsible for the deaths of three adults?
Three adults.
Okay.
All
right, we circled back.
And we decided you're all three.
All of us.
Was the child an inbred?
No, it's just a child.
Good question. Yeah. These are.
What if the adults are inbred?
Wow. There's extenuating circumstances.
Yeah.
This show doesn't take place in Plant City.
This is one of those trick Hitler baby questions.
It could be a Hitler baby. Yeah. What if the child grows up, would have grown up to be Hitler?
Yeah.
You don't know.
Correct. Or you could grow,
or grow up to be
the Carl Lewis.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. What if the adults were Hitler?
Right. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Could have saved the whole life. That's
we
true.
Opened a whole can there.
Is but Carl Lewis still a hero?
Why wouldn't he be?
He's black.
He didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah, he's fast.
Are we talking about an Olympic runner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did he come out of the closet yet?
I thought he did do something wrong.
He
botched the anthem one time.
That was hilarious.
Yeah.
I thought, maybe I'm
Carl Lewis sang the anthem once?
Yeah.
He tried to sing
at a basketball game or something. Yeah.
Are you for real? No, stop playing.
But you never seen that?
No.
I got to
look for it.
It's terrible.
Yeah,
it's terrible. It's one of those where they start in the wrong key and they can't recover. It's one of those.
I want to see it now.
Yeah, it's on YouTube.
So maybe I should even throw it because I know the room here. So maybe we should say Donald Trump as a baby. Or Mother Teresa, Barack Obama, and Adolf Hitler as adults.
Oh, what? Gosh.
Why would those people be together?
I'm just
in one
saying.
Place?
Mother Teresa and Barack Obama were trying to talk sense into it.
How is that an option? How is that an option?
It's not.
I'm just saying. Would you sacrifice Hitler for,
I know. We got to sacrifice Hitler and Obama. Mother Teresa?
But you're talking about the world's worst human ever, probably.
Right. I understand. But Adolf Hitler could have a wonderful baby.
Eventually.
Now, let me ask you guys this, okay? If you're going to do Hitler, you have to ask ourselves, are we ready for more Jews in this country? Are we ready?
And other questions.
These are questions you have to ask yourself. Yeah. What do you think about?
You're ready for L.A., I tell you.
You're going to say you got to know.
And not New York. So,
definitely not New York.
Yeah.
You got to know. You got
to. You're not even welcome in New York now.
Are we ready?
If your decision wasn't made before, it is now. So,
listen, Spike, cut that whole segment out. Bro.
Clark, are these questions going to get even harder?
They'll be different. There'll be different levels of difficulty.
Again, you're totally safe on this show.
Nope. No. I'm sending this drop to Chess King.
No.
Yeah. You're going to be homeless out there.
You blown up in L.A. when I send this.
This is going to be it.
Let's hope they're wrong about who runs show business.
So does any of this go in your permanent record?
Yeah. It's all permanent record. It lives forever.
Oh, man.
All right, Steve, this is another hard one, and we're leading off with you, okay?
Last one is extremely hard.
Well, this one's even harder.
Where is
all right, then we're leading off with you. Are you emotionally prepared to handle it?
He doesn't look
like
it. I'm
going to try. I don't feel good about it.
Okay, here we go. Would you rather the general public think you are a horrible person, but your family be very proud of you, or your family think you are a horrible person, but the general public be very proud of you?
Ooh.
Who would you rather have be proud of you, your family or the general public?
I'd rather have my wife be proud of me.
That's your family.
There you go. Congratulations.
All right. Okay. That's
okay.
it.
Okay. All right. Jonas? This is hard for somebody who's getting ready to make his break into big-time show business.
Correct. I might have to do something.
Especially after what you just said.
Yeah. You might not be allowed to answer this one at this point.
Listen, man, I might have to do some things to get in, guys.
If they're all Jewish, I want them to be proud of me.
You can convert.
It's too late after this. I want my family. I want my family.
All right.
I think if your family's rocking with you.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Schmatz?
My family's broke, so let's go for the public.
All right. There's more of them than the family. Yeah, correct.
Absolutely.
You get, I got eight people. That's great. You know, at some point. Okay.
Yeah. You get endorsements? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Spike? Go public.
Yeah. You can choose your family. I mean, your folks. You can't choose your family.
Right.
So I don't care about the family.
So, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Because it wasn't my choice.
We agree.
It wasn't my choice.
PW?
Family, yeah.
You want the family to be proud of you?
I want them to be proud of me. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Gasman?
General Public. There's a reason I live here and my whole family lives in North Carolina, so General Public.
All right.
That one wasn't as hard as we thought.
Yeah, correct.
No,
yeah.
It wasn't.
About it, nothing.
And we want to hear more, I think. Yes.
All right.
Say when.
All right, this one's kind of creepy a Uh-oh. Little bit. And Jonas, Uh-oh. You're the leadoff on this one.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Perfect.
Would you rather be locked in a room that is constantly dark for a week or a room that is constantly bright for a week?
Dark for a week.
Dark for a week?
Yeah.
That's a long time to be in the dark.
Yeah, I'm okay with
All
that.
All right.
Yeah.
Schmatz?
That's a good one. I prefer shorter times in the dark, but I think if you're talking a week, I'd probably rather be in a room light for a week. I think if you're talking 48 hours is my breaking point, I think. At that point, I got to see some light.
No, a week is more than 48 hours.
I realize that. That's why I said for the week, I would rather be in the room with light for the week.
Is it lightning? Did y'all hear that?
I have no idea.
Yeah, happening. I heard it too.
Testicle difficulty.
Yeah. I thought it was my headphones.
It's lightning over there.
Correct. Now, quick question. Isn't that what the hole is where they put prisoners in?
Yeah,
solitary confinement. Like, yeah, when I think about that.
Yeah, the deprivation. I could see for 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
Anything more than that, I mean, you got to have light. Although I'm with you because it's probably those neon bright lights
Correct.
That are like you're in an
Correct.
Office.
Just in your face.
Yeah, and I know in those 2 days, but after that, if I knew that this was the choice, as would I rather?
Yeah.
You got the choice of this or that.
Yep.
I would take the light.
Gosh, these are Black Mirror questions.
Give the people light.
Spike, you're saying light?
Give me light.
Okay. P-Dub?
I would definitely go light. And the reason being that I can sleep anywhere. I've done it during this show.
Don't pull the curtain back. Come on, man.
Yeah, really.
Gasman, you a dark guy or light guy?
Like the dark, but dude, a whole week.
A week is a long time
long
once you're
time,
in it.
Man.
Yeah.
I probably got to go with the light, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Steve, you're the last one on this question.
I can close my eyes, so I'd rather go with the light.
Okay. You can close your eyes in the light, sure. Just the room has to stay to stay light, right?
We'd like to all
sleep,
close our eyes
now. I can
now,
sleep in bright, broad daylight. I've done it before.
All right. Schmatz, are you still negotiating beer, or are you prepared to answer the next question?
I did answer. I said I was the first one to answer. I said I'd rather take
We're moving on to the next one. It's your turn.
The next one.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready. Let's go.
All right. Would you rather be poor but help people or become incredibly rich by hurting people?
Rich and hurt people.
Yeah, keep going. Rich.
Okay. Rich.
Rich.
PW?
Oh, gosh. Poor.
Poor?
I've lived
I'd
poor. I've
be
been poor.
Poor
and helped people.
You,
I'm
know.
About over
I don't,
it.
Yeah, I am poor now, but
and you
I
like
don't
it?
Like to hurt people.
Yeah, yeah. He's still trying to get in the pearly gates.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
all right.
Yeah. You're just trying to get to L.A.
Yeah, correct.
Exactly.
He's so right.
Gas man?
I'm not exactly poor, but I'm not rich. I do help people, so I'd like to try the rich thing out.
Yeah?
Rich.
Oh,
you're not
man.
Happy being less than rich but helping people?
I'm happy, but I'd like to try the rich thing
out. You want to try the other thing? All right.
Yeah. But I would say poor, yeah.
Okay. Steve, you're rich, so what do you say?
That's a good question, because am I rich? That's the question, I guess.
No,
really.
It's not the
Does
question.
It boil down to that?
No, that wasn't even a question at all.
That wasn't a question at all.
No, not even close to the question.
Essentially,
I didn't even ask you that.
Essentially, that is the question.
No, it's no, which would you rather be?
Yeah.
Should I help people or not help people?
No.
No. No. Would you rather be poor and help people or rich by hurting people?
But see, I mean, in that scenario, you're also rich, but there are people that are being helped by you, too. It just means that some people, unfortunately, probably fell victim.
Why are you leading the witness?
I'd rather be poor and help people, I guess.
All right.
All right.
Jonas?
I'd rather be poor and help people.
That's
oh,
nice.
Man. Yeah.
No.
You'll never get to L.A. that way.
I will make it.
Who are you people?
I know people who are in that position, and they don't sleep at night. But, you know, they wake up and they cry in their Maserati.
You know poor people?
I know very wealthy people who do hurt people for money. It's not good.
All right. Now, this one is
I've said too much right there. Delete that.
Yeah, it's all allegedly.
Allegedly.
It's a show.
Yeah, correct.
Is Jonas one of the blind boys from Alabama? I don't know.
Actually, the sun is away now. I could take this off. He wants to see my eyes.
Oh. Oh,
no,
yeah.
There we go.
Spike,
we only do that for women.
Really?
All right, now I have to take new pictures.
All right, this one is going to vary depending on where you are at this stage in your life. All right, and we're leading off with Spike.
Mufflers every time it's 6 to 7.
Spike,
7 to 8,
would you rather die in 20 years with no regrets or die in 50 years with many regrets?
50.
50? Okay.
Yeah. Remember, I got the conscience thing that you said earlier about going to prison.
Yeah, but in 50 years, you're going to have many regrets over those 50 years, it says.
No, I won't.
Well, that's what the question says. Yes, you will.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
And you ain't living to be 100 and somewhat.
But
he would be if you take this choice.
I
make
got
this
lotion.
Choice.
I don't know. How good are those last 10 years?
I got lotion.
All right, wait a minute. You're going to come to me now, and I don't know anything about lotion.
Well, it's not a lotion question.
Makes your skin.
Would you rather die in 20 years with no regrets or in 50 years with many regrets?
Ooh, 20.
20, all right.
Totally, yeah.
Okay. 20 years, no regrets.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I'm figuring I got
easy,
like five
easy for
left.
Me, 20 with no regrets.
20 with no regrets? All right.
Who are you people?
I get 20 more years. That'd be great.
I'm already 50, and both of my parents died from a heart issue, so I'm not going to live it too much
You
longer.
May not make it up from this show.
You're right.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
Make it through this show.
Jonas?
I'd rather live 50, die with the regrets.
Okay.
That means you've lived life.
Exactly.
That's true. You've done
people
a lot
who
of
live life have regrets.
All right. This is a dietary question.
I would do 20.
Oh, I didn't do you.
No,
sorry.
No, that's fine.
Yeah,
we
you
started
did 20?
With
okay.
20 with no regrets or yeah, because that means I did everything I wanted in those 20 years.
Exactly.
No,
you
didn't
because
regret anything.
Yeah,
no, I'm not.
No, that means
regret.
You, that
it
means
does.
You played it safe.
Oh yeah.
No,
I
mean,
you played it safe.
No,
it doesn't
I regret
mean that.
Not
it
having
means,
that.
No regrets means
I
you did.
I don't regret because I tried. I did my.
A regret might be never skydiving.
Yeah.
Right. Or having that Olympic pool. Or living in a mansion.
But what about
regrets?
Exactly.
You guys want to die in the 20 year. What about year 21 that you might have made? Say, well, I could have did one more thing.
Or I might not have because I couldn't do it.
So,
I regret missing out on that opportunity at the age of 72.
It's the eve of the 20th year, right? You land in bed, either 20th year, and you saying, well, everything is good. I done everything I want to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Except.
Well, no regrets.
Yeah,
well, no regrets.
No, yeah. But it's going to be one of the teams.
Well, guess what?
There's no regrets.
On that Eve, that's the best Eve it's ever going to happen. Maybe her name is Eve.
No.
All right, moving on. PW, I think you're leading off,
okay,
correct?
Okay.
If it's not, you'd regret it.
All right, this is a food question.
Food question.
Would you rather have everything you eat be too salty or not salty enough, no matter how much salt you add?
This is interesting.
The food is always either going to be too salty or just not salty enough,
that's
no matter what.
This is the perfect question for me because
that's hard.
I'm not supposed to have salt. I'm supposed to avoid salt.
Okay.
However, I love salt.
All right.
So you'd rather it all be too salty. But it doesn't change the sodium content. It's just the way
it's just,
it tastes.
It's going to taste it's either too salty or not salty enough.
Oh, it's just taste? It's not just, sodium content?
Yeah.
Oh, let's go with taste.
All right.
I'd rather have too salty.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I would go with not salty enough because you can put other spices on your food.
Okay.
But it didn't matter because if you do, it's still not going to be.
Yeah,
it's not salty
enough.
Now you're not making it. Now you're going to be making it unhealthy. If it's too salty.
You can't put adobo on there and say that's.
Okay, not salty enough.
Wait. Stop. Put a who?
Adobo.
What is that?
That I don't know
Another
either.
Spice.
It's a Spanish spice that they add to almost everything.
You need big words around
I'll just go with not salty enough.
Okay.
I'll go with that.
Steve?
If it's food and not drink, then I'd say I'd rather have it salty. If it's both food and drink,
it's
I'd rather say... Okay, then I can always get rid of that salty taste.
What are you
drink.
Drinking that's too salty?
Well, no, I'm not. Apparently, I'm not. I get rid of the salty taste with a swig of water.
All right.
Salty, too salty.
Okay. Jonas?
Not salty enough.
Okay.
Black people have a lot of things going against them health-wise.
Right.
And we gotta, really got to get
exactly
our
right.
with it.
That's true. Yeah.
Not salty enough.
Schmucks?
Yeah, I mean, health issues aside, I mean, if it tasted too salty or wasn't salty, it's the same content. I would rather have not salty enough.
Okay.
What I reject this question is...
You've rejected
all the questions. It's not for you to reject. It's for you to choose one.
But you said it is not salty enough, and then you saying I could spice it up and put some salt on it.
No, I didn't say that.
Well,
I said everything you eat... You want me to read it exactly?
No, because...
No, you don't want me to read it because I'm going to read it to you and it's going to prove you wrong. What I said was, would you rather have everything you eat be too salty or not salty enough no matter how much salt you add?
Right. But then these crabs said, I can put some other spices on it.
No.
No.
Oh. Gas man, didn't you not say...
Put some no, he asked the question. They said no. He said no. He asked the question.
Nobody
he said no.
That.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, at any point during the show, feel free to listen if you want.
I want the less salt because fight the power.
There we go.
All right.
Black actors.
There we go.
Yes, black actors. All right. Oh, let's see. How about this one? Okay, we're leading off with Gas Man this time?
Uh-oh.
Gas Man, would you rather go back to age 5 with everything you know now or know now everything your future self will learn?
Ooh. That's a hard one, bro.
Ooh, that's interesting.
Wow.
Go back now at age 5 knowing what I know or know now what I already know.
Everything that you will pick up eventually.
Tell Hooters
to
close
now,
down.
I'm going back to age 5 at today, so it's not like
happened tomorrow you wake up, you're 5 years old, and you know everything you know up to this point.
Oh, right, dude. So I can't go back and like know the lottery numbers from last night.
Correct.
You know the lottery numbers from yesterday.
I'm going back to age 5, dude, for sure.
Age 5, okay.
Yeah.
Steve?
Yeah, I don't want to know what's coming up. I'd go back to age 5.
All right. Jonas?
I go back to age 5.
Schmatz?
This doesn't guarantee that I live to age 6, though.
Well, what this guarantees is...
you didn't say that.
You live back to where you are right now. Let's assume that.
But I mean, all right, so I'm 5. I have the knowledge I know, so I look like a genius, but I walk to... I walk out holding the hand of one of these people because I'm not old enough to drive, and I get hit by a car and die.
Well, every one of these questions could have the caveat that you could get hit by a bus.
But you already lived it. Right.
You could be in a dark room for a week and get hit by a bus 36 hours in.
You would have a better chance of surviving at the age of 5 to where you are now than you did from the age of 5 to where you are now.
You've already lived this long.
So what is my choice if I stay this age?
You get to know everything that you will have learned going forward.
I'm gonna stay my age then, and then learn everything.
All right.
Everything I know forward to this point. Yes.
All right. Okay. Spike.
That's easy because I know what to invest in for tomorrow.
Exactly.
Okay. Plus.
That's your answer then.
To echo again, I'll know my 20-year question you said earlier. I know that I'm gonna die in 20 years, so I'll just do the 50.
I'd just like to say I'm proud of you for actually following and participating in that question correctly. That's a good job, Spike.
There you go. Yeah, that's right.
Correct. Yeah, you can do it when you try.
And he referenced the previous question as well.
Right.
With the 50
the
years.
Callback.
Well done, sir.
Jonas, let me talk to you a minute.
Okay, here we go.
Shut up, Spike.
It's called Show Your Work. It's called Show Your Work. All right. There we go.
Shut up, Spike. P-Dub?
Yes. I would definitely... Go back to 5, and then just count the days until I could buy Apple stock.
There you go.
Well done,
but the problem is Apple stock is going to be 14 years from now already like $3,000. You're not going to be able to afford it if you could go back to 1995.
He did math.
When the Apple stock was
he's going to be
$10.
A rich.
I was 5.
He's going to be a rich
before then.
But you're going to have to be buying it here at today's price, which is there. You're not going to get the shares.
Not if he's 5 years old.
No, he's 5.
No. That's what I asked. We don't go back in time.
Yes, we do go back in time.
You go to 5 years old. You go, no, but you don't. All right, so my 5 was 1973. I'm not going back to 1973.
Good point.
I'm 5 in 2018, and it's everything forward now.
You're 5. Otherwise, you're at 5 right now.
Yeah, so you don't know what's happening in the future, whereas other option was at 2008. I know here what's going to happen in my future.
So why would
life.
I say go back to being 5 years old? I'm 51 now.
Yeah, but
go
back, you're not going back to 51 years old. You're not going back to 1977.
Exactly.
Right. You're not going back to 1973.
Jonas, let me holler at you.
I get it. He's the idiot savant.
You believe in conspiracies, don't you?
I understand what you're saying.
I'm just saying it.
Exactly.
If I could go back in time, yes, to be
I'm 5 years old today.
No,
hey, Clark,
everything.
Do you have any more concept, questions?
I do.
All right, that'd be great.
But I'm going to be 5 years old here in 2018.
I think we finished this
knowing everything I learned
that
from
will
that
be,
past.
That would be going
but it's
forward.
Not what's happening in the future.
That was the second part of the question, going forward now.
I see. Right. Right, that was the second part. No.
Right. So I would live to be, you know, I would actually live to be, I would be 95 right now, technically, by all definitions, going back to 5.
Okay.
Yeah. I might want to be asked.
You lost
that question
me at geometry.
Yeah.
So, all right. This one is strictly personal preference. I can't wait to see how people argue about this, but I know that they will.
Of course.
So, Steve.
Yeah. Stay longer.
It's your turn. Right, we let off the gas man, right? Last one? Okay.
Yes.
Steve, would you rather be married to a 10 with a bad personality or a 6 with an amazing personality?
Mm. Now, a 6? Why didn't you make it a 4?
I didn't write these questions.
Yeah,
I turned them out.
We didn't know. Didn't know you didn't write them. You could have made them anything. Correct.
Because that's the question.
A 6 is still pretty good, guys.
6. A 10 would hate my guts.
Yeah.
She's got a bad personality.
If I could go down to like a 3.
That's not the question.
All right.
I would go with that. But that's 6, I'll settle for a 6.
Okay.
6 makes me very happy.
All right. Jonas?
6.
6 with an amazing personality.
Yeah.
Schmatz?
I mean, a 6 as well. I mean, I would sit there because, you had to be able to converse to that point. And a 10, you don't. Plus, the 10's probably going to cheat on you anyway.
Are you
going to
do math again?
That's the difference is a 4.
Yeah.
The 10's probably going to cheat on you anyway.
It's all right. True. Well, she's good got point. A bad personality, so.
Yeah.
Well done.
Spike?
Oh, listen, I'm the bad personality. I'm the 10. So I'm going to get me a 6.
Okay. All right. P-Dub?
All right. What does mine have that makes her a 10?
She's beautiful. She's a 10. You know what a 10 is.
Is it the backside?
Whatever you consider a 10.
No, I mean,
whatever
really,
your total package of a 10 is,
really,
that's who she is.
If she's got back, then I'm going with the 10.
Okay. Gas man?
I'll take a 6 with a good personality all the
time. Yeah. All right. That's a good answer. I think, they're all good answers, of course. Now, this one, I know it's a huge mistake to ask, but I'm going to ask it anyway because it's
bad
food. Idea.
Delicious looking food.
Nobody can see the food on the radio. So
can
they smell
it.
It through the microphone?
Yes.
No. Oh, my.
It is smell-o-vision.
For the benefit of those of you who aren't watching, Jonas has a burger that he ordered and it just arrived and looks very good.
And we shared our beer with him.
Yes. So you can all have one bite of this.
Oh, that's so nice.
Let's pass it around.
That is so nice.
And you can all have one bite.
You didn't let the waitress pick the cheese.
Yeah, I didn't want cheese on it.
That's
another
cheese guy.
All right, this question is going to be a huge mistake, and I already regret that, but I'm going to do it anyway because I have no fear. Jonas, I think you're leading off this time, right?
Yes.
All right. Would you rather be a reverse centaur or a reverse mermaid / merman? Now, for the benefit of Spike, who's waiting to ask.
You damn right.
Centaur is a half man, half horse. Typically,
but I think while I did, like the guy who was on the right guard commercial.
Yes. Right. Yes. Only
I'm
this
on
is
horse.
Reverse, though. You're the human end is the back end and the horse end is the front because it's reverse.
Nice.
And the mermaid is legs of a human with the head and body of a fish. So which would you rather be?
This is a good
horse. This is a hard one.
Horse head or fish head, basically?
Horse head.
Horse head, all right.
What was the female actress in that boxing movie with Clint Eastwood?
Hillary Swank.
Hillary Swank's made a great career of it, so I'd go with the reverse centaur.
So she looks like a horse.
A horse. Yeah. Oh my God! Really smart. Hey,
so did that girl who was on there. So did that girl, them four girls that live in New York, and they were sexing everybody.
Sarah Jessica Parker. Everybody says she looks like a horse.
Yeah. That's awful.
I don't know which one of them got my face.
Neither one does.
No.
Neither merman will have a fish face with human legs, or would you rather have the
and you're in the water the whole time.
Yeah.
I don't know which one to pick. So
well, you have to pick one.
Well, you pick
I'll
one.
Pick the first one.
Okay, good. Good work.
Yeah, I'm going with the horse face.
I'm going to chime in because I've been asking myself these questions.
Yeah,
I think as the merman, you're in the water the whole time with human legs. Whereas if, at least if you're the horse person, you're walking around on Earth with your regular legs.
Yeah,
You think fish want to be on land?
I wouldn't want to be in the water with human legs. I would want to be in the water with a fish body.
But I think fish is a better deal, though. That's the majority of the Earth.
Right. Oh. You've never seen a fat fish. Aquaman.
But I've seen fish swim better than humans. So
where's that cut-up point? Like mid-thigh?
But if you're on land, then you got a chance to be, you know, out of shape and shit like that. Excuse me.
Okay.
Things like that.
All right.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
I never thought of being as the chance to be out of shape as an opportunity before.
I've never seen a horse out of shape.
Yeah.
Every horse I've ever seen
looks
phenomenal.
I'd rather have a fish.
You need
for
Google.
I've never seen a fat horse.
On a public notice real quick, we're about to lose Spike for the last 8 minutes of the show because the lightning is rolling.
It's getting dark.
Dark and scary.
It'll be fine.
Yes, man. Which head would you rather have?
Got to go with the horse head, man.
Horse head?
Yeah.
All right. Steve?
I'm the fish. You get neutrally buoyant. You're almost like flying. You can breathe underwater.
What?
You can see wonderful things that you've never seen before.
Yes, that's true. You can, because you're a merman.
Yeah, and plus, horses have trouble pulling their pants up.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, you wouldn't have to.
What?
Yeah, that's true, because you have hoofs for arms. It would be hard to pull up pants.
In the ocean, nobody cares whether you have your pants up
but
or
you
not.
Have no arms. Yeah. But the problem is you don't have that tail for speed and everything else. You're having to kick your legs the whole time.
I have fins, and I can get neutrally buoyant.
Well, how do you get the fins on you?
They're right there.
On the side there. But
yeah, I got those.
How are you propelling yourself forward?
I have to whip my spine back and forth, and it is rough. I do realize that.
Underwater, only a few people can hear you scream.
I could put on flippers.
How?
You can't
pull on.
With y'all what?
See that?
I can't even speak to ask somebody. I could stick my feet out of the water and hope somebody puts fins on.
Because you have a fish head.
All right. We probably need to get the curtain.
We have nine minutes. Go.
Okay. Jonas let off last time. Jonas ends this one. So horse head, fish head.
Horse head, fish head?
Basically, yeah. That's what it
comes
down
to. I said horse head.
Okay.
Made it.
All right. Yes. Let's go back to prison for this one. Schmatz, you're leading off.
All right.
Would you rather be put in a maximum security federal prison with the hardest of the hardened criminals for 1 year or be put in a relatively relaxed prison where Wall Street types are held for 10 years?
What?
Hard prison for 1 year or soft prison for 10 years?
I would probably... I've obviously
done
something
mad
to go
at
to
the
prison.
Question.
I'm going to go for 10 years to the... Because I'm not wrongly accused, right?
Yeah, you're in prison for doing something.
All right, then I'll go to the 10 years of minimum security.
Of soft prison.
Yeah.
No, right. I'm going to the hardcore for only 365 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hard prison.
Yeah.
But
good luck making it out alive.
But you're going to be made Schmatz's wife.
Yeah, you're going to win a lot of Oscars.
Why can't I get hard?
What?
Because you're soft.
Well, yeah. I'm sure you will.
Why can't I get hard?
At one point, you would be.
I can get hard.
PW?
I'm going with the 10 years. I'm a wuss.
Yeah.
Just this one.
Gasman, what say thee?
1 year hardcore because I would run that motherfucker.
Oh. Oh.
There we go, Gasman.
That's what I'm talking about.
Gasman, hit it to win it.
Whoa.
Get some.
Steve?
I would be the man in about...
Yeah, 1 year.
One year? All right. Jonas?
Put me with the Wall Street guys.
Does it
mean... why was you giving him five? On his answer, but then you went all
because he was gonna run it. He was trying to run things.
I would like to thank the Gas Man and Spike for participating in the game of life. See ya.
All right, I think we have time for one more. I'm gonna ask the weirdest question on here.
Oh great!
Right, and then we'll wrap it up. Okay.
Right.
Who started the last one?
Spike did.
Did we do Schmatz for the?
No. This is me. I started the first one, but you can start since he's a host. Whatever.
Okay, Spike.
Yes, sir.
Would you rather have a clown only you can see that follows you everywhere and just stands there in the corner watching you, without doing or saying anything, or have a real life stalker who dresses like the Easter Bunny that everyone can see?
Ooh. I'm a clown.
You want the clown, the creepy clown?
Send in the clown.
All right, P PW?
I want the Easter Bunny.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want the Easter Bunny. I can tell my friends, look at that. Look at that over there.
Yeah.
All right.
Steve? Yeah, Easter Bunny.
Steve, you would be the creepy clown.
Yeah, the clowns are kind of, they have a little bit of a bad reputation.
They do. They do. Jonas?
I go with the bunny.
All right.
You know, I mean, it's interesting because I can see the clown, is what you're
only
saying?
You can see it. So as far as if people know, you tell people about it, they don't believe you.
Yeah, or the bunny. This is the first one you've actually truly stumped me because I don't know. I would if you're going to put me on the spot and to
you
push
have to
one,
choose. Yeah.
I'll choose the bunny, but after deeper thought, at some point I might change it, but I'm going to choose the bunny for now.
Okay. All right. And then that's it, I guess. We're close to closing time, right?
Yeah.
Should we just go around the table? Let's let Jonas talk.
Yes.
Jonas is our special guest. Jonas, is there anything you'd like us to know?
Jonas
or?
Gets to talk too much.
Oh, wait. Can I first apologize?
I'm getting tired of this.
I need to
this.
Apologize. You know, I wasn't implying that you should take your sunglasses off. You actually look like one of the blind boys from Alabama. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. No, I was. It was dark enough. You know, people want to see your eyes.
Jonas, who do you often get confused for when people say you look like somebody? Who would you say?
I have gotten. I've gotten The Rock before.
Oh,
The Rock.
No. Nope.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't agree.
I'm sorry. Can I just give you who you look like?
Yeah.
All right, let's go around the table. Who does Jonas look like?
Oh, I'm gonna leave y'all.
No, you're okay.
Okay, Smosh, you got who he looks like?
No, I don't, actually. Yeah. I mean, maybe a grown-up Todd Bridges. A bigger Todd Bridges.
I got to find out who that is.
Yeah. George Foreman.
George Foreman. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Sinbad? Now?
Maybe, yeah.
No, PW?
Yeah, I'm thinking Shrek.
Oh, now it's a roast session.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. Right. That was an innocent question. Shrek.
Jonas looks are unique to me. I don't.
He doesn't
like
resemble a celebrity
else.
At all.
No, not to me.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's the voice of reason. That's why we here.
I'd say thank you. Frank Thomas, the baseball player.
I was going to say Frank Thomas, the baseball player.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are there any big
can
celebrity?
Can I take mine back?
Jonas's dad actually has celebrity connections.
Jonas is dead. You dead?
No, his dad.
His dad.
Yes.
I do too. Yeah. I see dead people.
I see them all. Yeah. My dad does. Yeah. But he's very selfish with them.
He was a driver for people?
He was a Teamster.
Teamster. Uh-huh.
He was a Teamster.
And he's worked on movie sets.
As
and
a
TV
cheerleader, stuff. Go team.
No. He was, you know, my dad's originally from Haiti, and I have a whole joke about this, but it would piss me off because he would be in all these movies with all these famous people, and he didn't know who they were. The only way he knew how famous somebody was by asking his kids. So he would be on the set, and he would just say some outlandish names. I was like, how do you not know this person? And it would just make us angry. Yeah, we'd have a field day with it. It was great.
We probably don't have time for the whole story, but was it Tim Allen that he basically ordered around?
Tim Allen, Will Smith.
Nice.
Yeah, Will Smith he ordered around. His counterpart in Men in Black 2. What was the name of that guy again?
Tommy Lee Jones.
Tommy Lee Jones ordered him around, man. It was nuts.
He didn't know
any of these people. He didn't
Your
know
dad was a beast.
That's why they liked
he
him.
Just did, he was just grateful to be in America. I don't care if you're famous.
Right. Pay your tab.
Yeah, correct. He, I'm telling you, man, he showed no street. He was like, man, go get your own chips. I'm not getting them free. It was nice.
So when you show up in L.A., probably not going to make a call to Tommy Lee Jones.
No,
to
I'm not
going to
do that. I'm not going to do that joke. No, sir.
Your dad was an asshole.
Probably. All right. So,
are there any famous black Jews we can say you look like?
Sammy Davis Jr. And Rod Carew, the only two I know. Yeah.
Do more of that Jewish stuff.
Yeah. Let's not forget that.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
So, Jonas, when do you actually make the big move?
August 30th. I leave
August
30th.
Oh, that's right around the corner.
Wow.
Yeah, one of the last shows you're doing then.
Yeah. It will actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. This will be the last one, I think.
Well, we're down to the last 2 minutes. Real quick, let's go around the room. What did you learn, if anything, tonight? Let's start with Schmatz because he's to my left.
Oh, wow. What did I learn tonight? Is, you know what? There's some moments of the show that should be cut out at some point.
Yes. Spike?
Really? I learned that Jonas hates Jews.
Okay.
That is not true.
That's one that should be cut out right there.
They're about to cut this Netflix money.
P-Dub, what did you learn tonight?
I learned that when I was 5 years old, I should have known to buy Apple.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Gas man.
I learned to follow your dreams like Jonas is going to L.A. Good luck to you, my brother.
Thank you. I learned Clark knows the best people.
Now, where does that come from? Because Jonas is here.
Suck up.
And here's the thing. You guys haven't even been hugged by him yet. His hugs are amazing.
Oh, he has a good hug.
Yeah. All the comedians.
I'll take one.
One of the things comedians do when they're starting to get established is they establish what kind of merchandise they're going to sell at their shows. It's usually T-shirts or shot glasses or DVD. Jonas should be hugs. His hugs are worth money. And I wish we could translate that to the audience, but we can't.
So, Jonas, you're driving out there, right?
No. I'll be fine.
And I just want to say thank you for the opportunity to
Spike
host
was
tonight.
Looking for a ride.
Closing.
It's been great sharing the mics with all of you guys. Jonas, I'm going to miss you, of course, like everyone
else.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
I want to thank Karen for listening and the odd chance that she actually is live, if not on the podcast.
So, Jonas, can we put you on the best of?
Absolutely. Go ahead. Go right ahead. Guys,
just edit those one.
Bitter Big Head is on my social media. Clark, thank you so much. You guys are awesome, by the way.
Jonas, don't hug Karen anymore.
Okay. All right.
And that's it for us tonight. Good night and drive safely.
Yeah.
One.